The Zed Editor team released something called Delta today, and I want to make sure we explain what it actually is before jumping to analysis, because the name is doing minimal descriptive work. Delta is Zed's new model for handling collaborative editing and version control natively within the editor. Rather than treating Git as an external tool you invoke through a terminal or extension, Delta builds the diffing, branching, and collaboration primitives directly into the editing experience.
The pitch is that the current workflow, edit in editor, switch to terminal, run Git commands, switch back, introduces friction that Zed can eliminate by understanding your editing history continuously. Delta tracks changes at a finer granularity than Git's commit model, which means you can have richer undo histories. Session collaboration that feels more like Google Docs than a merge conflict resolution screen, and AI assistance that understands not just your current code, but the path you took to get there.
The HN response is split in a way that reflects a genuine tension in developer tooling. One camp finds the current Git workflow sufficient and views deep editor integration as adding complexity without proportionate benefit. The other camp, particularly people who have used JetBrains' built-in VCS tools or Visual Studio's history features, thinks Git's command line interface is an accidental complexity that survived because nothing better achieved critical mass.
There's also a question about whether Delta is a competitive moat for Zed or a feature that VS Code will replicate within 6 months if it proves popular. Editor plugins have historically moved fast, and Microsoft has both the resources and the platform position to match most Zed innovations.
On the web architecture side, the HTML over WebSockets piece is making a compelling case for a pattern that's getting renewed attention. The concept, send HTML fragments from the server over a WebSocket connection rather than JSON that the client-side framework then renders, was popularized by projects like HTMX and Phoenix Live View. The argument is that most of the complexity in modern front-end development exists to synchronize state between the server and the client. And if you just send rendered HTML directly, that synchronization problem mostly disappears.
The technical trade-offs are real. You get dramatically simpler client-side code, in some cases, barely any JavaScript at all, which is where the headline comes from. You get easier server-side rendering and better initial load performance. What you give up is some interactivity smoothness for highly dynamic UIs, and you take on a dependency on the WebSocket connection staying alive, which has implications for mobile clients on flaky networks.
The HN discussion on this one has over 139 comments and reads like a substantive debate between people who have actually shipped production systems using this pattern and people who have shipped production systems using React or Vue and are skeptical of the simplicity claims. Both groups have genuine evidence for their positions.
The common Lisp for code generation story is the most philosophically interesting piece in this segment. The post argues that Lisp's homoiconicity, the property that Lisp code is itself Lisp data structures, makes it uniquely suited as a target for AI generated code. The argument runs roughly: when an LLM generates Python or JavaScript, it's operating in a medium where the program's structure and the text representing it are separate things. When it generates Lisp, the code is already a tree structure, which means generation mistakes are more likely to be syntactically invalid and therefore catchable, rather than syntactically valid but semantically wrong.
That's a genuinely interesting property that I hadn't considered before, and the HN thread is running with it in productive directions. Several people are pointing to work on structured generation, techniques for constraining LLM output to valid parse trees of a given language, as achieving the same goal without requiring Lisp adoption. The counterargument is that most engineers aren't going to write or review Lisp, even if it has theoretical advantages in the AI generation context.
What I appreciate about this discussion is that it's asking the right underlying question. As AI generates more code, which properties of programming languages matter, and do they align with the properties we've optimized for human readability and ergonomics? Those two sets of properties might be quite different.
The HN community's willingness to take Lisp seriously in 2026 says something about how much the code generation conversation has shifted the Overton window on programming language choice. 5 years ago, a post arguing for Lisp as an AI target would have been treated as nostalgia. Today, it's getting substantive engagement.